Alencia Wilson, Alencia, A-L-E-N-C-I-A, Wilson, W-I-L-S-O-N, date of birth is July 2nd, 1960. This is for date of service, 3-7-2023. Mrs. Wilson is a 62-year-old female who is here today for initial consultation regarding a multinodular goiter. The patient also has a history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, rheumatoid arthritis, aortic stenosis, anemia, GERD, vitamin D deficiency, goiter, leukopenia, and is followed by Dr. Matsuoka for her rheumatoid arthritis. She reports symptoms of fatigue, thinning hair, brittle nails, and cold intolerance. She had a thyroid ultrasound done about a year ago. Correction, she had a thyroid ultrasound done in December of 2022. Indicating a dominant nodule on the right, measuring 1.2 by 0.7 by 1.0 centimeters, and a dominant nodule on the left, measuring 3.4 by 2.7 by 3.1 millimeters. Her thyroid labs have varied with a TSH of 0.028 and now a TSH of 2.12. Plan number one for her multinodular goiter, she had a thyroid ultrasound done in December of 2022, indicating a dominant nodule on the right, measuring 1.2 by 0.7 by 1.0 centimeters, and another dominant nodule on the left, measuring 3.4 by 2.7 by 3.1 millimeters. We will recheck this thyroid ultrasound in about 6 months, and she will be due for a follow-up thyroid ultrasound in June or July of 2023. Next number, I will also obtain a baseline thyroid function panel, including a TSH, free T4, and free T3 level, as well as a TPO antibody level and a thyroglobulin stimulating a thyroglobulin antibody level and a thyroid stimulating immunoglobulin level. Next number for her rheumatoid arthritis, she is followed by Dr. Matsuoka. Thank you for allowing me to participate in her management.